This is Scenic Roots live in the library. This afternoon we have a set from my friends John Ralston and Kathy Veazey. Together, John and Kathy have been a part of several different bands, but now they are content to play as a duo or with any other musicians who are available to play on any given evening. This afternoon, it's the two of them together, live in the studio in the Chattanooga Downtown Library. On Scenic Roots, this is the Tennessee Ruminators.
Howdy, folks. We're the Tennessee Ruminators, John Ralston, Kathy Veazey. We're going to do a few of our songs for you, and the first one is about voting. It actually is a recycled song from, I guess, around 2004. So we kind of fixed the words around and made it where it's a little more relevant. We'll see what happens. Hop on in, baby, but we got to drive slow. Looks like a wreck up ahead on the right-hand side of the road. It's the rich, the poor, the righteous falling to blame. They hit the fog down, they forgot that we're all the same. And we hope, the same old hope, and we buy the same old line. Getting numb on a pitch man's door, a high on the rich man's lies. Yeah, everything gonna be alright. Everything gonna be alright. Let freedom ring from the mountainside. I had a dream, but I think it died. Is it? What time could it be? It's dog whistling, gun toting, voting time in Tennessee. Back in the day, you know, I used to get a little excited. But the vote never counted, cause the rich and the righteous decide. And we go to church on Sunday and the job the rest of the week, thanking God for the freedom to work my butt off and the freedom to not have to think. Yeah, everything gonna be alright. Oh, everything gonna be alright. Let freedom ring from the mountainside. I had a dream, but I think it died. Oh, fret now, don't be making the list. Don't count the dead now, it just is what it is. It's your freedom to vote, it's your freedom to choose. Unless you live in the South, then it's your freedom to lose. I had a dream, and it's still alive. So we're going to go on to our second song. It's called Homeward, and this song has kind of a cool backstory. We live in St. Elmo, and we have a neighbor who is, she calls herself a River Street poet, and she will write you a poem on her cool little typewriter. And we got to know her that way. She wrote us a poem one day. Anyway, we collaborated on this next song, and it's a takeoff on Homeward Bound by Simon Garfunkel. So here we go. Listening to the longing sounds of Art and Paul, turntable spinning round and round. Their voices echo through my heart and down the hall. We swirl and sway as they are homeward bound. I remember that awkward dance that night inside the bar, tumbling over one another's feet. I bought a beer I didn't drink and watched you from afar. I was wondering if I should take the lead. I often think of what home means to me, a pin on a map or my old street. But in that smoky pub, as we fumble with love, I found home is not bound, it's there wherever we dance. Brass band played on the 51st that day, as if to celebrate our home. I took your hand and we ran out on the lawn. We danced and danced until the sun was gone. When I think of what home means to me, a pin on a map on my old street. But as we swayed there in the muggy Tennessee air, and that time long ago at the foot of your mom's stairs, I found home is not bound, it's there wherever we dance. We don't have to be dancing's love, its place and its breath. Homeward bound means I found my way home to you. All right, John, I believe it's your turn.
All right. Thanks, Kathy. We're the Tennessee Ruminators, as we said earlier, and we just, you know, we've been hanging around in the house a lot these days, and we've been writing a few songs. Kathy's played a couple of hers, and something that we've also done, she's collaborated a lot, as she just did on that last song with Meredith. Here's one that I wrote the lyrics, and Kathy wrote the music, too, and it's all about how you do it, I guess. It's called This Is How I Do. 1, 2, 3, 4. Do whatever you want. That's how I do. Think whatever you want. You know that's how I do. Say you do when you don't. Say you will when you won't. Make it all up and act like it's true. That's how you do. Then I ain't you. Never thought I would see the things that we've been through, but I found myself free with or without you.
to make a choice what I want it to be. What I'm doing, that's all up to me. That's how I do, and that's how it's got to be. Not saying that I got a good plan. Never thought that much about where I might land. Trying to hold on with both of my hands. Got all this supply, ain't got no demand. Thought that much about where I might land. Trying to hold on with both of these hands. Got all this supply and ain't got no demand. Now I'm telling you to do what I say. Yeah, just go on and do what you gonna do anyway. Just to make up your mind, I'm gonna be alright. I'm not that one to put up much of a fight. Do what you want to, 'cause that's how I do. Yeah, that's how I do. That's how I do.
That's how I do anyway.
Okay, well, we're going to dig one out of the way back. This was on our first album, and
she's talking about the Lumbar Five.
Yes,
and she
actually,
says our first album.
Yeah, that was half of us are still around. So anyway, we're going to do one. It's called "Shine on Me." Shine on me, please, baby, please, let me understand you. Whisper strong, how sweet and low, dance with me, why can't you? Oh, I need a little bit more of you, just a little bit more of you. I declare, what you see with your shadow hanging over me. Thank you. Okay, then. This next one is another pandemic song. This is early on, back in March, when we weren't really sure what was happening and didn't know how dire it was going to be. We were just thinking, oh, this is different. Anyhow, this one is called Lucky.
Yeah, I'd like to say something about it, too.
Sure.
And the thing is, you know, you can sit around and often when you're trapped in and you can't get out and you want to do things you can't do and you want to see people you can't see and you think of yourself, oh, woe is me, you know. But anytime I've been in any kind of situation where something was really wrong and, you know, bad and, you know, I look around me a little bit and I always find that really many people have a lot worse thing to deal with than I have to deal with. And just to be home and trapped and, oh, I have to read my book and I have to watch my TV and I have to, you know, we really got it pretty good, you know, in the places where we're sitting, and not everybody does. So we feel blessed about it and we feel lucky about it. And that's kind of what this song's about to me.
Yes, it is. Stay inside and play, that's all that we can do today. Ain't nothing open, all it ever does is rain. They got us all people scared to go up out of the house. We watch 60-year-old movies and drink and lay around. But we don't forget to be lucky. Lucky's all we know how to be. So completely undeserving and lucky. Crazy, crazy lucky you and me. Freaky, yeah, freaky, ain't never happened before. Microbial madness wrecked your bracket at the final four. But that's okay, whatever, don't care nothing about that. I just miss the hugs and kisses I ain't gonna have. But we don't forget to be lucky. Lucky's all we know how to do. So completely random and lucky. Crazy, crazy lucky me and you.
This is another song that together we wrote this one. The other one we wrote together, I gave her the lyrics and she came up with the music. And this is one where she took some of my little musical pieces, bits and pieces laying around, and put some words to this one. And this is very new tune also. And
the newest.
It's the newest. She says it's the newest, and I believe her to be true. So. This is a song that she wrote while she's tuning her guitar. I'll just tell you, she wrote it inspired, you might say, coming home through North Georgia on a very highly trafficked road, coming out of Atlanta to see that grandchild of hers, you know. Thank you.
come on. Stop for a stag, lady, hands me a sack of sorrow. People yell across the lot. Tattoo shops are boarded up. Life goes on, life gets old on this North Georgia. Lots of signs out in the yards. Lots of flags as the road gets hard. Trucks peel out and leave no doubt the pissed off. A few more miles and I'll be home. I live near here my whole life long, but I don't recognize this road I'm on. This North Georgia road. Had to find out, even though we're really all the same. The things we care about have different names. That's just making everybody mean. Is black, but I'm still white. I turn on the radio for comfort. Scan the dial, and all I found, tribal voices, tribal sounds. And I don't hear the wheels go round on this North Georgia road.
Sing a song now that I didn't write this, but a friend of mine did. After she and I had this, Marilyn Tenure wrote this song, and we were in a band together for many years. And she was talking to me about somebody who was having a problem with somebody, and we won't name no names, you know what I'm saying. But you know, it was like somebody giving somebody some trouble, and I say, you know, sometimes you just, when the water gets deep, you have to swim, you have to learn to swim. And she wrote a song about that, and it's called You Gotta Swim. And as a Tennessee Ruminator, you know, we came up, we have a new band. This is our new band, you know, the Tennessee Ruminators, Kathy and I. It's either the two of us or it's us and a band. So, you know, it's however you get us, you know. But we thought of the new name because we have thought about a lot of things. We had a lot of time to think about a lot of things. And anyhow, so we're going to be the Ruminators, and we realized that we were not the first one that had thought long and hard and come up with that name. So we became the Tennessee Ruminators, you know, and it's the TN postal abbreviation. But perhaps I'm ruminating a bit too long and pontificating. But here's a song called You Gotta Swim.
Well, 1, 2, 3.
When you can't sleep and you're second guessing everything you said, all the things you talked about keep running through your head. Learn to let it be okay. You got to get up every day if you're gonna make it, friend. You got to swim. When someone tries to tell you the whole thing was your fault, you can't fight the feeling, can't seem to get a grip at all. Just let it fly on by. You know how hard you tried. If you're gonna make it, friend, you got to swim. Nerves of steel and steady hands are gonna leave you now and then. On shaky ground you try to hold on. Even through the late, late night it comes rolling in. Head for shallow water, baby. You got to swim, you got to swim. Are gonna leave you now and then. On shaky ground you're trying to hold on. Even through the late, late night it comes rolling in. Head for shallow water, baby. You got to swim, got to swim. When you can't sleep and you're counting down hours before dawn, pacing through those dark halls, wondering how did this go so wrong. Try to find some inner peace, give up a love you'll never please. If you want to make it, friend, you got to swim. You gotta swim. Gotta swim. You gotta swim.
Kathy and I started in the group Lumbar Five, which started
2000,
about the year 2000, 2001, ago. Something right in there.
And that came out of the dregs of Ain't Your Mama, didn't it?
Yeah, we had broken apart.
He just called you apart. The dregs, John.
We were. We had played with Marilyn Tenor and Jim Palmer and all those people for many years, and that had kind of just petered out. We played a long time. We'd play a lot of gigs. We wrote a lot of songs. It was great for me. Helped me in a lot of ways. But we were hardly playing and hardly, you know, so that was falling apart. And I bumped into Kathy one night at the Tivoli. We're coming out of a youth symphony thing. And Nick and I had been wanting to, Nick Honerkamp and I were still wanting to have a band. when nobody with Ancho Mama really wanted to. So I bumped into Kathy in the lobby, and I said, "We're looking to start a band. Would you like to do it?" And she said yes, she would, and that's kind of where that started. We did two albums and played a lot of everywhere. Then we started a group called Sistren, and I'll let Kathy perhaps talk some too.
Well, we played a couple of years, maybe more than that, and then we kind of went our separate ways just about a year ago, I guess. And so John and I have been playing since that time, kind of figuring out what our configuration was going to be and what we were going to do. So we play a duo at times, and other times we play with a band.
How many people are in the band if it's a full band?
Probably four bass and drums.
Four is the most we've done. And it's not like we have a set band. I mean, we kind of learned this from our friend Kofi Mawuko, is that he knows so many musicians. So when you get the gig, he just kind of calls around and see who you can get. And we were kind of moving toward that ourselves and wanting to do that and wanting to play with more people, have more people know our – we won't play with them, just get more things going. And that's what's kind of our idea. We were doing two things. We were going to see more live music. We were seeing more local bands here in town, and there's so many good ones. And we were really just, you know, wow, how about them? Oh, wow, how about them? And then we were trying to play music with more people, come to our house, you know, and just jam, you know, and different people. So, and our idea was the Tennessee Ruminators would be this big floating crap game of whoever, you know, whatever the gig, here's a different color, you know. But it'd always be Kathy and I, and then whatever, however we...
So how does that work? If you work with different people, do you just do a few rehearsals?
Do a few
just
rehearsals.
Enough to get on the same page.
We've played with people before. We've played with other folk, and I know a few bass players we can call, and I know a few drummers we can call. Mm. And, you know, they know enough of our stuff anyway, or they're just good musicians. Or we send them stuff, and, you know, we send them the stuff. They'll sit there and look it up and play it, and they come over. They know the music better than we do. So, you know, that's...
Well, it sounds as if, as seems to be the case with a lot of creatives, that the lockdown has been an opportunity to dig into what you do. It sounds like you've written a bunch of new songs.
Yeah, we have. It's been interesting. And, yeah, we've written some with other people. We've written some together. And I got a call from Peggy Douglas the other day. And
really?
We might do some things together. And she's such a great poet and playwright. And so I'm excited about that. And so, yeah, it's been fun. I mean, that part's been fun.
So are you thinking of writing with Peggy?
I'm not sure what she has in mind, but that we're going to do
something. It'll be interesting no matter what, I'm sure. I've watched you come and go with the music. there have been times when it seemed like you were very active and times when you maybe weren't as involved with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's...
What brought you into it in the first place? I didn't realize you played guitar with almost as much finesse as you play the piano, because I love your piano playing.
Thank you. I was around here in the 70s too, and I did solo stuff and played with people. Got to play with David Sturkey there for a while, Milton and Bernard, and just had a few different bands, but you know, in between time I was mom and doing my thing. So, but yeah, I've always wanted to be in it and playing and stuff. So just whenever the opportunity comes, I pretty much take it.
Well, listening to you, especially your piano playing, there's definitely hints of Leon Russell. And so that's...
Thank you. Leon is one of my all-time faves, and he and Dr. John, you know, I grew up, they got me through some rough times back in the day, but I love them so much, and I guess I'm a little heavy on the bottom end, which, you know, I try to get out of sometime. But the other thing is we go to New Orleans as much as we can, and we soak that whole scene up. That's real, real dear to my heart, that whole scene and that whole type of music.
And the way it's revered and the way it's embraced and it's just everywhere. It just, you know.
Yeah.
Part of the culture. It's great.
Right.
Oh, yeah. New Orleans?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that there's a person on the planet who hasn't been touched by New Orleans music at one time
right.
or another. And so it's always seemed to me that was a touchstone for you, Kathy, that – there's a soulfulness about what you do that's always appealed to me, and that seemed to be what you know, that was the music that was that's where your heart is.
Yeah, definitely. Well, you know, like all the people of my certain age, we grew up on Linda Ronstadt and Emmy Lou and of course Aretha and all the great vocalists, and I tried to copy them in my bathroom with my hairbrush, you know, when I was in high school. That didn't work out so well, but yeah, I mean, we had access to some really great, and Janis Joplin, I mean, putting it out there. So I've always been drawn to that.
And a lot of people have tried it, but it's hard to pull it off.
Yeah,
there's a tendency either to oversell it.
Yeah,
or
yeah.
To,
right, and you know, styles of vocalists have changed a lot. I mean, that was kind of in your face, and then it kind of went into sort of a thoughtful, meandering kind of ambient, I guess, vocals that I heard through the 80s and 90s, I guess. But it comes back around. There's some great singers. And really, I think for me, I enjoy kind of hiding out in the in the back room. And I'm not really that much of an in-your-face kind of performer like, you know, a lot of people are. So I enjoy the collaboration of doing these things. I still like to play out, but, you know, I get nervous.
No, really? Doesn't show.
Yeah. Yes, I do.
Well, that's what's interesting about the collaboration, because I know John's a rock and roller from way back.
Oh, yeah.
But there's also the folky thing that you had going, John.
Right. And, you know, as I've learned to, you know, I played, got an acoustic guitar and played a lot. You know, we started hanging out with the, I don't play bluegrass, but I was going to a bluegrass jam session, you know, and we were doing that for a long time, and it just helps. It, you know, it helped my ear. It helped me be able to hear what a chord is, because, you know, they don't slow down and they're all playing so that you can't look at it because it's a mandolin or a fiddle or a banjo. I don't know what chord that is. So you just have to listen to it and get on it and move with it, you know, so stuff like that. I like acoustic too, but yeah, We were mixing it, and I have to say we've probably gone more electric now. Probably play more electric guitar now than acoustic. We play acoustic around the house, or still like if we ever got to play with somebody again. But yeah, I like it both. But I kind of grew up playing electric guitar.
It seems to me that this is a combination of a lot of the things that you've done up to this point.
Sure.
And it's a really nice the way it mixes.
Yeah,
it's a meeting of two styles and two people who are deeply versed in that style.
I feel real simpatico with Kathy musically. Mm. I was always intimidated by her. I knew her in the 70s, and I thought, well, I'm not really good enough to play with her. I played with her probably about 76. She was one of the first musicians I met in Chattanooga. She was a roommate of a friend of mine, and said, oh, Kathy plays music, and she brought out the guitar, and I go, God almighty. So, you know, and then to think someday I'd be playing with her, and then we end up married even, you know, so that's all right, too. So, anyhow,
yeah,
round and round.
Things work out. We got a song called Things Work Out.
We do.
Well, you know, if I could point to the different parts of your music coming from places where you both have been. There's elements of Sistrun, for instance, in mm-hmm. what you're doing. That's got that soulful, not quite gospel, but close to it.
Yeah.
And then here comes John, and he's playing all these blues licks in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I messed with the girls too, though. So I was in. Yeah, it is. It all is mixed together, and you know the music business, you know, is always about the labels, and mm-hmm. you know, you've got to be a genre. You got, like you say, a band, it has to have a name or they won't book you somewhere, you know. So, you know, but I always like the ones that are just hard to put a label on and that mix everything up. And it's part of what I like about New Orleans is they take whatever they have in them and they mix it with whatever's next to them. And, you know, that's kind of what I like to do too. Not in that, I'm not like that, but, you know, just work together and then just be organic with it, you know.
Yeah, I think so too. I think if the music comes from feeling, not thinking but feeling, you can tell. And I guess what I was getting at with the band having a name is I'm assuming that when you give it a name, you've got an idea of how you want it to sound and what you want to do with a band that has that identity. You know what I mean? And what you play, then the name kind of assumes that identity.
I'm laughing because
it's self-fulfilling.
He comes up with the most ridiculous band names and puts them on the refrigerator, and they're just ridiculous. And so this one, this is kind of where this one came from. It wasn't.
Sometimes it'd be something I hear on television. Yeah. Something that would be the band you would never go see is a lot of them.
Yeah.
Right. We won't talk about it here.
Well, this has been a time of rumination for a lot of people.
It has.
You know, we've been thrown back on ourselves, and it's for some of us probably spending more time by ourselves than we care to. Mm-hmm. And so it leads to reflection and to, you know.
I tend to wake up in the middle of the night at 4 a.m. I mean, I'll go to bed early and I'll sleep, get a good night's sleep. But when I start waking up, the mind starts going, and that's when I really ruminate. And it's not always healthy, but I think so many just think. You know, come on, quit doing that. Quit doing it.
What you're playing now is the result of all of the music you've made. Each of you, and all this time,
pretty much. Yeah, we got some years behind us, Richard.
To do that?
It is, and we can reach in the different kind of gigs we do. You know, we have a wide body of music. We've played these songs for one thing or another. You know, when I started out, in the 70s, which is why I'm so unsuccessful. I said I will only play original music. I will not play anything but original music. You know, so that's brought my career to this point today. You know, but we. We did. I started playing other people's tunes with Ain't Your Mama and the Jams and the, you know, different things. So, you know, there's a lot of ways to play all these songs. And, you know, so we've done some busking. We went to the nursing home and played the nursing home gig with Soundcore, you know, stand outside and they, you know, they look at you through the window, you know. And you play different songs at different places you go. You know, sometimes we play a restaurant where they're eating and having drinks and whatever, you know.
You used to do that.
Or when they're sitting there all watching you and they're listening to every word, that's a different thing. Mm-hmm. And you have to play differently and different songs and watch what you say because they're listening to it.
Which is hard for you.
It is hard for me.
So what about recording? Are you planning to record?
I would like to. That's kind of what I would like to do in these winter months when, you know, there's not going to be probably as much live music when it gets cold. So I would like to do some of that this winter.
She's been doing some at home, too, though. I mean, you know, she's got the looping machine and has done a lot of stuff and her collaborations, you know, she does it through the people send her a track and she puts it all together and she's done a little home studio thing that's done pretty good too. So, but yeah, we'd like to sit down and make a real recording, I guess, you know, what is that these days? Well, you know, it's not making an album anymore. I don't think we're going to do that, but we might record some songs. You know.
For sure.
So how many of these songs that you played today have you written in the last 9 months?
Pretty much. We added two or three oldies here to fill
most
this out.
Most of them were relatively new. Yeah.
We did the one song off the first album and one song off our second album, one song that's not on any album, but other than that.
So it's been a fruitful time for you then?
Yes, it has. I mean, I've been stuck in not writing as much, you know, the last several years, and I still – put little pieces down and I still write little scratches down, but the Kathy here has pushed me to kind of let's sweep all this dust together and make a dust bunny out of it.
Well, you know, I've never written with anyone else before and that's something new for me and I really like it. I've always been kind of a melody person. I come up with a melody first and then the words, but this forces me to do it the other way. You know, when people send me poems it really helps your music go in a direction that is not the same old direction that you usually go in, you know. So I like that a lot. I'd like to do more of that. So, yeah, that's been fun for me. Okay, so this one, thank you, John. That was good.
Thanks, baby.
This next one is actually a song I wrote a long, long time ago, but it does kind of fit into the pandemic theme because I recorded it at home and got my friend Matt Tenor to play bass and drums on this, and he did a great job, as always he does. And this is called Single Life. I went down to the water hole, 'cause I needed just a little soul tending. It was late, I went there anyway. I knew what I would find. And I ran into a friend, she said, I'd like to tell you all about my little darling. He's a cute Boston Terrier with a ring around his eye. Please don't ask why. So I listened, trying very hard to not let my eyes wander to the different corners of the room, laughing as I heard about the antics of her doll and the band it was playing all the while. I was hoping I could really lose myself in it all, but it was not to be. It's on and on.
Big thank you to the Chattanooga Library and the WUTC, this wonderful facility here at the library that we're doing. We're doing this like we're playing live for you out somewhere where we used to go out and play for people who were sitting around, you know. But we're really sitting in a studio with the headphones and everything all plugged in, and it's so nice here, and we're so grateful. Kathy and I played with the Lumbar Five for a lot of years, and we were lucky enough to make two CDs, and this song is from the second one. Our first CD was called Ask Your Doctor If It's Right For You, and we came out with the big follow-up a few years later, Second Opinion. So
big follow-up.
And the CD is a million seller, because I've got about a million of them in my cellar. This is called Only Love.
Only love is right and wrong. Only love can fight this long. Only love. Only love can make me say, just hang on, I'll find a way. Only love. Thank you.
Love can make me blind to what's behind you. Make me suffer just to be beside you. This next song, which is one I collaborated with Robert Lovett of the Briars on this one. And anyway, we did a kind of collaboration online with a couple of instruments. And he and Jairus Smith, who is the other half of the Briars, they did the singing on this one. But anyway, this song is called Change of Heart. One. Somebody's got to change direction they're walking. Somebody's got to play a different song. Honey, I know the way we've been talking means nobody's right. Everything's wrong. And I know where we stand is different, and we don't ever see the same thing from far apart. Looks like there's not gonna be a way to change it when somebody's gone. And how to change your heart. And given, we're never gonna find what's true, no matter which side we're on. It's really just a game the way we've been living. I don't wanna see the love slide by till the hope is gone. Stand is different. We don't ever see the same thing from far apart. Looks like it's not gonna be the way to change it. Somebody's gone. And how to change your heart. Seems like we both need to go and have a change of heart.
Thanks, everybody. See ya.
Thank you. That was fun.
John Ralston and Kathy Veazey, the Tennessee Ruminators, live in the Chattanooga Downtown Library on Scenic Routes this afternoon. Thank you so much for listening.